This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome back to Fox and Friends. More and more Hispanic voters are embracing conservative candidates. One recent report shows a stunned media reaction, wondering if this can really shift the electoral dynamic. Joining us now, GOP candidate for Florida House of Representatives, Carolina Armistead. Nice to see you this morning. Thanks for joining me. So you're saying that Hispanic voters are finally connecting their values, faith, family, all of those things, entrepreneurship and personal responsibility with their vote.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, Kevin Jackson Network. So along with everything else that's going bad for the Democrats, they're losing the Hispanic vote. They're losing the youth vote. Remember the old buyout of all the different the kids? We're going to buy out your student loans. Where'd that football go to spike? What do you think the polling has shown that did for Joe Biden? Not very much. You want to know let's talk about Biden missteps, okay? They're now saying that the reason that they overcame Wu Flu, they saved us from Wu Flu. That was another one they tried. You probably didn't notice it because it went by really quick. They tried to label Republicans, but separate us by calling us MAGA Republicans and regular Republicans. How's that going? Not very well, is it? Joe Biden is throwing everything at us. His press secretary is talking about how much they've reduced the student loan. I mean, not student loan, but reduced the debt. You know, we 1.7 trillion. I don't know if it's running in your states. I'm sure it is. The White House is spending. Well, I don't know if it's the White House because it could be PAC money. But they're spending billions of dollars right now in the campaign season telling us that Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act is giving things back, that he reduced the price of insulin. He limited it to $35 a month for seniors. For seniors. Not for everybody, for seniors. On their Medicare plans. Because what's he going after? The old people vote. Look at what I did. I gave you back what Donald Trump gave you. Joe Biden is having to, if he wants to try to win anything, he's having to go back and look at these Trump policies. Go back. Don't believe me. Go look at what Joe Biden did initially and what he had to backtrack on. He backtracked on the border. He's backtracked on tax policy. He's backtracked on the economy and media, the energy policy, etc. He's backtracking and then trying to take credit. Trump is now responsible for Wu Flu, not him. Trump is now responsible for the vaccine. Wait until they make that pivot. I got asked this the other day on a radio show, Kevin, you know, what do you think about the Biden administration now backtracking away from what they've done with Wu Flu, saying they save businesses. They're the ones who put kids back in school. They're saying this, folks. They are pretending that they did not lock this country down, increase suicide, anxiety, make us wear masks that were useless, put a scare in us that we were all going to die from Wu Flu, going all 1999 prints on us. We could all die any day. They locked us down, enslaved us, scuttled our businesses, and now they back away with their hands up going, what, why are you looking at me? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. I'm glad you're listening because it means you're pretty smart. I don't know if it means you're smart, but it means you like having fun. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. We talk about a lot of interesting things, but right now I want to just explain to you that the Democrats don't have anything. That right now they want to demoralize you. They want you to believe, yeah, I'm not going to do very good in those midterms. We're making gains now. Look at what happened in Alaska. You know what happened in Alaska? I forget what they call the voting, but the Republican won in Alaska. But the way they structured it, And Murkowski helped to do this. The Rhino helped to do this. The Democrat ended up winning because the Republicans, who had a plurality, ended up beating each other up. I forget what they call it. It doesn't matter. There are people out there going, give it, it's called this, it's called this. I don't really care. We lost because of that. Democrats can't win legitimately. If they're going to fight you, they have to fight you. For a Democrat to fight you, I'm going to tell you right now, they have to have overwhelming odds. Overwhelming. You know what these clowns are finding out? They don't have anywhere close to a majority. Somebody was asking me this about, but I said, blacks. I said, let me tell you something. It's a handful of blacks that get all the press. I go, the majority of blacks do not think the way the media wants you to think blacks think. They do not. It's a handful. It's a handful of women who set the stage for the women's movement. It's a handful of Latinos that set the stage for the Latinos. The majority of us don't believe anything like leftists, and the leftists are finding this out. Let's hear the rest of this clip.
Hispanics, they really understand that we're not part of this woke culture, radical left environment. They actually fled their country, most of them, to come to America to live the American dream. So we're seeing more Hispanics turning to the Republican Party because it's the only party here in America that really supports the American dream. Yet, so you're of Venezuelan descent. Hispanics seem to understand on a very recent level, it's not ancient history for them, what the effects of socialism and centralized government and corruption are in their own countries, correct? That's right. We saw it in Venezuela. We saw it in Cuba. Even Mexico right now. I mean, these countries are full of corruption. The radical left took over. There's a centralized government. And there really isn't a middle class. And that's why here in America, we must preserve the American dream. You're in Florida. Your primary is on Tuesday. It's very interesting. You know, Venezuelans, Cubans very intimately know the dangers of socialism and dictatorships and as we mentioned, corruption. But what's interesting is what we're seeing over in the Southwest, Mexicans, which, by the way, are about 60% of all Hispanics. They used to be real stalwart Democrat voters, but there's a shift there too. Why do you think it's happening with Mexican American voters?
Yes, I mean, we can see that the Mexican community is one full of faith, God, faith, family, freedom, and they're understanding that the Democrats are pretty much taking our faith away, our religious freedoms, or taking our Christian principles away, and that's why we're seeing that there's a big shift in the Mexican-American community here in the United States.
Well, there you have it, folks. Let me just say, conservatism is not a political ideology. Conservatism is a way of life, and it's the way most people live. I was talking to somebody the other day. It was either about something, one of our charitable deals, and I said to him, this is not about politics. I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. If you talk to me about schools, I want every kid to learn. I don't have a political ideology about it. I don't want leftist kids to not learn. In fact, I want them to learn even more. When we return, we'll chronicle Joe Biden lies.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one. Get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As you know, the good news is in August, the economy created 315,000 jobs, which is important. We have created nearly 10,000 million jobs since President Biden took office, which is the fastest job growth in history. So you're asking me, where's the success? Here it is. Wait, let me finish. Wait, hold on.
10,000 million jobs. Let me see. 10,000 million. What is that? A good 10 quadrillion? That's a lot of jobs, considering there's, what, 338 million Americans. 10,000 million, so that's 10 billion, because 1,000 millions is a billion. So they've created 10 billion jobs. Whew, that's pretty good. I mean, when you're pulling it from betwixt your buttocks, I mean, that's pretty doggone good. Well, they could have done better. If you're going to pull it out from your butt, you might as well, why not a trillion? And don't make us do math. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Joe Biden's spokesperson, it, whatever, with the gender of and pronouns. I don't know how to pronounce, but whatever. She represents Joe Biden so well because she's as scatterbrained as he is. I want to talk about the she gets pressured, and we got to do this. She gets Jean-Pierre. I got to quit burping on air here. Jean-Pierre is discussing, well, she's been questioned because she was an avid election denier. By the way, all the Democrats, most of the Democrats, who tell Trump and us to move on from the big cheat that did occur, and the one that they tried to make happen in 2016, they were all election deniers in 2016. And so Jean-Pierre gets questioned about this from Peter Ducey. And here's the clip.
The new attention on the MAGA Republicans. You tweeted.
I knew this
Trump
was coming.
Stole the election.
I was waiting, Peter, when you were going to ask me that question.
Well, here we go. You tweeted Trump stole an election. You tweeted Brian Kemp stole an election. If denying election results is extreme now.
Yeah.
Why was
so
that
let's be really clear. That comparison that you made is just ridiculous. You're asking me a question. Yes. Let me answer it.
And you said ridiculous.
I was talking specifically at that time of what was happening with voting rights and the what was in danger of voting rights. That's what I was speaking to at the time.
Well, do I really need to tell you that she's lying? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm stopping this here. There's another clip to play. But I'm stopping this here because, see, this is what really pisses me off about politics. See, this is a woman who, when she didn't get her way in 2016, she was an election denier. By the way, she's representative of millions of Democrats. They tried to steal the election from Trump in 2016. It failed. So, I still remember the look on their faces when Trump became president. They couldn't believe he got so many votes, he screwed up their algorithm. And so they made sure in 2020 they get rid of him. That's what happened. Now, I can be a denier. You can say Kevin's conspiratorial. I'm telling you, I know with 100% certainty, based solely, well, on two things, common sense. I don't need anything more, but I happen to have election footage or footage of them cheating that we're doing for Beyond the Mules, the film that's going to be the sequel to 2000 Mules. And so I know what they did. And in 2016, this woman who is now the spokesperson for Joe Biden, who have now, these people have wanted to make us into villains, calling us election deniers, were election deniers in 2016. Now, when you bring it up, and Peter, you know what she said? Peter, I was waiting. I was wondering when you were going to bring this up. She's wondering because while they demonize us, what does she do? She wanted to forget it. Maybe you won't bring it up. So Ducey brings it up, and you know what she does? Yeah, you know. I know you know because you're smart. Even these lefties that listen to my program, they're trying to reprogram their little feeble brains so they can be smart. Everybody knows she's making excuses. See, let me tell you what Jean-Pierre should have said. I love doing this. This is my favorite game. What Jean-Pierre should have said is, you know what, Peter? You're right. It is unfair of us to now call people who don't believe that Donald Trump lost legitimately. It is unfair for us to do to them based on what we said in 2016. It is unfair for us to behave the way we're behaving. See, that's evolution. That's when you've grown up. That's when you say, you know what? I recognize I was wrong. It is unfair. I now see the error of my ways. I see why people are upset. See, because if you say that, now you have to say January 6th was legit. People were rightfully protesting, and you know, I'm not talking about this insurrection they keep talking about. There was no insurrection. What happened was we had part of this Justice Department that's a Department of Injustice. I think we can all be clear that this is the Department of Injustice. We had a Justice Department who was inciting riots in order to rationalize what they knew was wrong because they did steal the election. See, Donald Trump didn't steal the election in 2016. You know what Donald Trump did? Donald Trump stole the big cheat that they wanted to happen in 2016. He was able to snatch it from them by getting a lot more votes than they ever predicted. That's what happened. They consider it theft. See, they were already going to rob the house. And Donald Trump moved in the middle of the night. He goes, you know what? We're going to move to a bigger residence. And he moved. And when they showed up to rob the house, everything was gone. And now they're mad at the dude because the guy who didn't do anything, who was going to be the subject of the robbery, he's moved. That you can okay, make up your own metaphor if you got something better. But what you get what I'm talking about, right? Donald Trump didn't cheat in 2016. He didn't have a weaponized DOJ to sic on Hillary Clinton. He didn't have Dominion voting machines and operatives all set up inside of the government who were ready to pull triggers and levers so that he could win. Donald Trump was an ordinary dude who descended down an escalator, shocked the world. Because, and by the way, Democrats structured to put Donald Trump in with the idea that he would be the easiest guy to beat, and everything backfired. And you know what happened in 2020? He crushed it. He got more legitimate votes than Baby Black Jesus at his most popular in 2008, and it is still blowing the minds of Democrats to this day. And they now want to be election, they don't want to admit that they're election deniers and that we're legit in our denials.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96. Buckingham Palace releasing a statement saying the Queen died peacefully this afternoon in Scotland. Flags across the UK were lowered to half-mast ahead of a national minute silence and the start of an official mourning period. Someone close to former President Donald Trump is being indicted.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon surrendered to a New York City courthouse Thursday to face new state criminal charges. The new indictments against him have yet to be made public. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In the run-up to the midterm elections, the Senate is gearing up soon to hold a vote on the Respect for Marriage Act, which looks to ensure federal protections for marriage equality, including same-sex marriages. While discussing the issue, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are lying scumbags and scurrilous skanks. Welcome, folks, to the Kevin Jackson Show. See, I'm not going to mince any words with you. That's what they are. They are cheaters. They are rotten to their evil, vile cores. That doesn't mean I don't love them. It doesn't mean they're not human beings that should be treated as such. But just understand this. If you put one of them in your midst, you are inviting in the devil. It's like sleeping with a rattlesnake and then finding out you got bit. You're going to get bit. Eventually, the snake's going to bite you. And let me tell you something. It's a cold-blooded creature, the same way a Democrat is. No matter how much you feed it, care for it, to whatever you decide to do, there's a day where it's just going to strike. Its reptilian brain is going to say, oh, shoot, your hand's there? Boom, and it's going to strike it. And you're going to lose your hand or lose some fingers, and there's going to go your piano playing days. That's if you could play the piano. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to Giving You a Dose of the Truth. 844-551-8255. We're talking about the Democrats not wanting to admit that they are election deniers. And I play one clip of Peter Ducey's asking Jean-Pierre, what were you in 2016? You were tweeting all about election deniers. You said Trump was illegitimate. You said Kemp hadn't won in Georgia. You were all over election deniers. And she says it's ridiculous for you to make the same claim just because it is identical to what you're saying now. And she says, I was talking specifically about voting rights. Really? What are you saying? Somebody was disenfranchised? We aren't screaming about voting rights. We're screaming that Donald Trump was cheated out of an election. And I can tell you, when you go to beyondthemules.com, you'll see our trailer. You'll see undercover video, and we got more. But we have stories to tell you that are going to blow your mind. Ordinary citizens, we're going to tell you what the government did to ordinary citizens. Why? To cover up their lies. Let's go on here. Here's the second deal where Peter Ducey asked Jean-Pierre about her being an election denier.
A follow-up about the MAGA Republican attention. So if we're all in agreement that it is incorrect to say the 2020 election was stolen, what about the 2016 election?
Look, I'm not going to go back to where we were or what happened in 2016. We're going to focus on the here and now. We're going to focus on what's happening today, this inflection point that the president pointed out very clearly, very decisively in a few speeches about what the country needs to do at this time to bring the country together. And he believes that's where majority of Americans are when it comes to protecting our democracy, when it comes to protecting our rights, and when it comes to protecting our freedoms. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to focus on where we are at today.
Nice deflection there, Jean-Pierre. Jean-Marie. Nice deflection. Ducey says, follow up about this MAGA thing. But by the way, they're backing away from it. But what she said, we want to focus on the here and now. Today, this inflection point, clearly, decisively, too. You ready? Bring the country together. Is that what you got from Biden's speech? Biden telling us that, you know, these MAGA Republicans are insurgents. They're insurrectionists. They're terrorists. He's going to bring us together. Well, it's just chock full of a lot of other lies that Joe Biden's told, and he told yet another lie, folks. I want to hear you, and we're going to do another show because Biden actually stopped gang warfare, but I'll talk about that on another show. But right now, I want to talk about some of the Biden lies. This new, again, Joe Biden lying about the very same thing he's been caught lying about. Now, do we need to chronicle his lies? Because I played a clip just the other day of Joe Biden's greatest hits, and they keep on coming. You have a president, not me, he's not my president. You have a president that's been put into office who is a completely pathological liar. And when I say this, I swear to you, I say it with the idea that how could anybody not see this? Why would anybody believe a word that comes out of Joe Biden's mouth? Whether he's talking about this policy is going to help the rich, it's going to help the poor, it's going to help so-and-so, it's going to help the widows and orphans. Whatever Joe Biden says, you can just say it is a blatant lie. It's the opposite of whatever he says. It is not going to happen. It's a lie. Here he is, and they're chronicling this. And I'm going to go back through some of these lies just to, as a reminder. But here's Joe Biden. He's already been caught on this lie. And here he is again saying the same thing. Now, as you listen to this, I suggest you ask yourself this question. Joe Biden's been caught in this lie. He got caught in this lie in 1987. Now, even after he got caught in this lie in 1987, Joe Biden still propagated this lie. He would forget that he got caught in the lie, and he'd say it again, and his handlers would go, Hey, Joe, we got to remind you, you've been caught in this. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, let me change it up a little bit. He would nuance it. And I want to just let you hear how Joe Biden could. What do you say to the guy that he's been caught in a lie, that even when he ran this time in the 2020 election, whatever you want to call it, because he didn't really run, he was still saying it, and they said, you got to stop with that lie. And only a few years later, what does Joe Biden do? He reconstitutes the lie. Here it is.
I got elected. I got very engaged, in my case, in the civil rights movement. And as a kid, I worked a lot in the movement at work, and I got deeply involved in the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party in Delaware was a Southern Democratic Party then. We were more a Southern state than a Northeastern state. And I got involved, and one thing led to another, and one day a group came to me of the senior members of the party and said they wanted me to run for the Senate.
Welcome back, folks. Before I get into the lie aspect of it, I want to tell you, first of all, Joe Biden, you can hear him. He has a pause, a hemming and a hawing, as we call it, to describe what he never did. I want to play just that piece again because there's a trigger in his head that goes, this never happened. And there's something inside of his brain that goes, you're lying again. And you'll catch it. Here it is.
I got elected. I got very engaged, in my case, the civil rights movement. And as a kid, I worked a lot in the movement at work, and I got deeply involved.
You see what I'm talking about? Welcome back, folks. That's Joe Biden making it up. And he's like, well, you know, as a kid, he's firing, his brain's firing, going, wait a minute, they told you not to say this. You can't be talking about this anymore. But that's not even the biggest thing that he says that I think is critical, because we're going to do another segment about this. in the next segment. We're going to continue this, I should say. He says this. He says the I was picked by the Democrats to join the party. And he says the Democratic Party, get this, he was supposedly working in the civil rights movement, but the Democratic Party handpicked him. But he says the Democratic Party, even in his northeastern state, was more of a southern Democratic Party than it was a northeastern Democratic Party. What Joe Biden is telling you is his Democratic Party was racist. And they chose him because he's a racist. And manipulative, you know, able to be manipulated. So they chose him. They handpicked him. This guy didn't do anything in the civil rights movement. That's been verified, and I'll get to that here in a bit. But he was handpicked by a Democratic Party that he knew was more closely aligned with the Southern Democrats. Oh, and of course, Joe was going to get in there and change the party, right? Well, if you know this, you should know this. In the spring in Arizona, we're going to be doing this thing called No Whites Allowed. And we are going to pick apart all the nonsense of leftist racism with statements exactly like this. The you ain't blacks, and they're going to put y'all back in chains, and all these other things. And we're going to tackle this absolutely asinine concept of white supremacy, white guilt, and white privilege. We're going to talk about the black family and the destruction of the black family by feminists and a host of other things. You won't want to miss this. This is what we're going to be doing. We're going to take all this nonsense, and we're going to boil it down to something. We're going to condense it to something you have as talking points. This will be the most amazing event of its kind. Turning Point, nobody's done anything like what we are going to do. And it's from the brain of Kevin Jackson and our team. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk more about Joe Biden's lies. I will prove to you that this guy's lost it. And if this were Donald Trump, the media would be trumpeting what's going on here. But because it's Biden, they give him a pass.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story anyway. That is really, really weird.
Now, the Democrats knew this, folks, when Biden was running for president again. And it suddenly was no longer weird. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. As I told you, I introduced the previous segment. I said Democrats are lying, scurrilous skanks, evil to their rotten cores. Now suddenly they overlook it. Black folks, black leftists, okay, Joe Biden said he marched for your rights, and he didn't. Joe Biden has appropriated the work of many others, thousands, tens of thousands of others, in order to make himself look good. I go back to what Joe Biden said when his wife tried to commit suicide, killed a daughter. Well, she did commit suicide and killed her daughter and almost killed the two boys. Joe Biden milked that in order to get into the Senate. He milked that. And you know what he did that was even worse? He said that the guy who hit them was drunk. He wasn't. Joe Biden's wife tried to commit suicide. Well, and I mean, she was successful. She tried to kill the entire family. Who drove her to that? I mean, I know she drove herself, for those of you who want to be smart alecky about it. But you know who drove her to it in terms of their relationship? Joe Biden. How did he do that? Well, he was screwing around with Jill, Dr. Jill, excuse me. He was screwing around with her. He drove his wife to do something that, I mean, can you imagine the desperation to get in your car, to drive it in front of an 18-wheeler? And then I want you to understand what Joe Biden did instead of his admitting, you know what? I've lived the scurrilous life. I drove my wife to do this. And falling on the sword? No. For political expediency, he accused an innocent man of being drunk. This is who the Democrats have as their president. And you know what he's been doing ever since? He's figured out if you lie, you can get away with it in the Democratic Party. It's not a problem. If you lie as a Republican, you'll get held to task. Because we are not going to be... It's not that we're sanctimonious, but... There are certain things you don't want in your life. You don't want people, if you say, I'm going to come pick you up, I'll be there at 3, I don't want you to be a liar. I don't want to be waiting till 7. You know, I don't know what's going on in my life, but I don't. If you tell me something and you want to be in my circle of friendship, you better do it. Guys like Albert, guys like Bob, people like Bob and Carol. Many other folks out there that have helped me along the way that say, Kevin, I'm going to help you. I'm going to do this. And they do it, and they're consistent about it. My cigar club guys. My buddy who's got the guy. I'm not going to name their names because they got businesses, but they know who they are. Trey, Kev, Mark, many of you. Thank you guys for being who you're supposed to be and not being like these leftists. These scurrilous, scandalous people that would sell their souls to the devil to get ahead. They don't think, they look at his wife, I can sell my soul to the devil. There's nothing coming after this. Well, we'll see. Let's go back to these Biden admitting that he lied. Here he is.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. Not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool. In the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else. I was a suburbanite kid who got a dose of exposure to what was happening to black Americans. When I, in my own city, worked there, one of the only white employee is the only white lifeguard in this the 13 or 14 lifeguards to find out that many of these guys lived in that city their whole life, a small city, and never knew a white man. It was a revelation to me.
So welcome back, folks. That's a clinic in how to try to walk back your blatant lie. Would you like me to expound? Okay, well, whether you do or you don't, I'm going to do it anyway. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. So Joe Biden says when he's caught in this vicious lie that says, oh, yeah, I was out protecting the rights of blacks with the, you know, the heralded names of Shuttleworth and Martin Luther King and Eldridge Cleaver and many of these other venerable black people. Yeah, I was out there with those folks marching 10,000. Oh, you know what? Maybe I wasn't. And so here's what he says. I was, in fact, concerned about the civil rights movement. Well, thank you, Elizabeth Warren, for driving by the reservation and assuming that you're an Indian. Because somebody goes, oh, well, my grandmother said it. Thank you for your concern, Joe. Because, see, that's a different story than you saying, I marched with them. I was part of the movement. I was planning it. I was doing all this other stuff. That's a far cry from what he said, isn't it? See, Joe Biden, he makes it up as he goes. He's been doing it for decades. Nothing's changed. So here's what he says. I was concerned. And then in order to reinforce for us how his blackness came to be, Joe Biden says, well, hey, I got a job over at the Blackpool. You know what it makes me wonder? I'm going to tell you what it makes me wonder when Joe Biden says, I got a job at the Blackpool. Why couldn't Joe get a job at the Whitepool? Good looking kid. Why does Joe Biden have to drive all the way, as he would say, to the black parts of my town? Where I lectured black men on it's okay to wear a condom and I told black women it's okay to say no. Why does Joe Biden have to drive to the black parts of his town to be a lifeguard at that pool? Where all the other white lifeguards, did he draw the short straw? You know where, because of course when he went over there, that's where Joe met Corn Pop, and that's where all the black kids would play with the hair on his hair. He had hairy legs, remember? But here's what he said. I love this. He goes, I worked at a pool, and I was one of only the 13 or 14. I was the only white guy. I was involved. He wants you to know. He went over to the black. He slummed it. Joe Biden slummed it, white people. Pay attention. He slummed it. He went to the black sections of his town. He worked at the black pool, and that's where he got a good dose of blackacity, whatever, black history, blackacity, whatever. He got a dose of it. And I love how he put that. I worked at a pool. I was involved. Now, I don't know about you. Oh, Lord, this is too funny. I don't know about you, but I don't know how much the civil rights movement has to do with the swimming pool in a black neighborhood. Maybe, was that movie they made with the black kids where they were trying to teach them how to swim, but even in the black neighborhoods, they didn't even have water in the pool. I'm not lying. There's a movie about this. And that black team went swimming somewhere else and they end up beating the white team. You know how it works in those blaxploitation films where black people got to overcome. I want to see a movie made about black people curling. Because we made what? The Jamaican bobsled team. Of course they got crushed. Because you ain't going to beat a bunch of white Scandinavians in a bobsled from being from Jamaica. But we had to make the movie. And it was an overcoming. I don't even know what we overcame. Did anybody expect the Jamaican? I don't expect the Mexicans. I don't even expect the Asians to beat the Scandinavians in bobsled. Anyway, getting back to this. Joe Biden says, I was not out in Selma, but I got a good dose of exposure. I was the only white guard. And here's what I love. I love this. Joe Biden broke the color barrier. He says there were many people in his town that had never seen a white man. Many black folks in his town that had never seen a white man. So what Joe Biden did, I just want to make sure everybody's clear on this. What Joe Biden did was his own little civil rights movement. When he went over to that pool and he confronted Corn Pop, and he let those black kids rub up his hairy legs. Joe Biden was the Jackie Robinson, if you will, of white folks in the lifeguard industry. Because God forbid, black people up to that point had never seen a white man. I mean, these were the deep, dark aboriginals of Africa by way of Wilmington, Delaware, that had never seen a white man. And Joe Biden broke the color barrier. God, what would we have done without Joe?
I'm going to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.